Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Friday morning. Thanks for starting your weekend with us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It would be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Simrall.
That would be a little weird. Not Simrall, but Simrall.
Simrall.
Two also totally different places.
It would be weird if it was at Simrall Hall over on campus.
Is it Simrall or Sumrall?
Simrall Hall.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, there you go. So, big shout out to Shane and the guys and gals at Strange Brew. We went by and got Em's strawberry lemonade fresher this morning, and her first words were, "Dad, this is really good." So she was very excited.
We have a believer.
Yeah, I hope I paid for five. I was like, anybody comes in, I'm gonna tweet about it. Anybody comes in, the first five are on me. So I hope whoever got those enjoyed them and had a good day. Hope that added to your blessings. So. And if you want to enjoy my daughter's drink, the Em's Strawberry Lemonade Fresher, there's going to be more of those coming down the road too. Some of these cool fruit drinks. He was wanting to get into this market anyway, and I gave him the little oomph to get over the edge. So go check it out, and of course all the great stuff at Strange Brew. And if you're looking for a great gift idea, it's a little late for Valentine's. Happy Valentine's to you, by the way, Robbie.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Are you trying to be my Valentine?
No, not at all.
Sometimes I wish that this day didn't exist. Well, it's kind of a burden at this point.
It's very commercial, but it just is what it is.
It's become a burden.
No, there's no question about it.
And in restaurants, they're hiking up the prices.
Oh,
and their meals.
Everything's more.
It's ridiculous.
So you have that, and then when you look at it, let's say you have your wife, right? So your anniversary is more about her than you, right? Although isn't your anniversary also both of y'all's birthdays?
It's my birthday.
Your birthday. So you just get screwed totally on that one.
I'm fine with it.
But she gets her, I'm just saying though, but it's a day for her. And then she gets Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And then she gets her own birthday. That's 4 days.
Yes.
We get Father's Day. That's all we really get.
I mean, the women in our lives, they do a lot.
They do.
Yes, I agree that we sometimes get the shaft and we're like, it's all focused
we do get
on
the,
what are you getting your wife.
We do get the occasional college football Saturday, though.
Yeah, but even then, it's like, are you just going to sit here and watch football all day?
You're damn right.
My wife
that's the answer
really,
to that question. That is the absolute
really
answer.
My wife doesn't really do that, but that's the sense I get from some other men is that they're judged based on shouldn't you be outside mowing the grass? Shouldn't
you
be?
And I have it good though. We can say it's for work.
That's exactly right.
I'm doing work here, baby.
I have a really good thing going with Becky. She does her thing. Mm-hmm. I do my thing. She has her things she likes to do in the house. I have my things. Neither one of us really complain about the other. We just go about our business and there you go. Like I have my office upstairs. I can come up here and watch sports or whatever whenever I want to. She never asks, am I going to get up and do something or anything like that. I never say anything to her when she's watching One Tree Hill or something. I don't know.
Is that still on the air?
No, I don't think it's. But she did start.
Pull.
She did. She did get back into one of those older shows recently.
I don't want to wait for my life to be over.
That's Dawson's Creek.
I don't know what it is. I'm just saying.
That's Dawson's Creek. That was 5 or 6 years before One Tree Hill even came out.
I don't even know, man. I just wanted to throw that out there. All right.
Katie Holmes.
The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it's what's for dinner. I'm having beef tonight. I got a flank steak, making some tacos tonight, and I had quite the adventure trying to get these tacos taken care of. We don't need to go too any further into that, but I'm just disgusted with you. But they're going to be good, and why are they going to be good? Because they're steak tacos, and that's the best kind of taco. I'll just go ahead and tell you. Anything that is like, you know, what's the best kind of sandwich? A steak sandwich. What is the best kind of, you know, what do you want? What's the best kind of restaurant? A steakhouse. You know?
That's true.
Steak makes it better. So go grab one today. Head over to your local butcher, your meat market. Talk to whoever you got to talk to get a cut of meat like that in front of you. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. I know you're looking for it, and they've got some great new stuff at College Corner. These new hats, the branded Bills, I think is what they're called. Is that correct? Did I get that right?
Brandon Bills.
Branded. I tweeted about it yesterday. Let me just be sure.
The
Branded Bills. Yeah, these are the hot new hats right now. They've got them at College Corner. It's a Script State rope hat.
The bill of the hat has something.
No, it's just, that's just the name of the hat. That's the brand.
Oh, okay.
The brand name is Branded Bills.
Okay.
So check those out. I tweeted out a link to the maroon and white hats if you want to grab one, and I think you do. Check them out. And, of course, they got all the other great stuff at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell, or you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler is Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, for dinner, for Sunday brunch, the best meal in town. It's always going to be at Restaurant Tyler. When you are looking for a fantastic lunch in this town, the best place to go is Restaurant Tyler. They have the best blue plate in the city. I am a blue plate kind of guy when it comes to lunch. Catfish, chicken, pork chops, great veggies, fantastic cornbread. It's as southern as it gets, and you won't go wrong. And it's a great value, too. You're not spending a whole lot of money on a fantastic lunch. So if you've got lunch plans, cancel them, because you're now going to Restaurant Tyler today. For the best lunch in this town, you've got to go to Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide. They'll show you not only how they're going to help you save, they're going to show you not only where they're located, but how they're going to help you save money, invest money, prepare for the future. Everything that has to do with your finances, Priority One Bank is there for you with a level of service that you cannot get. You cannot get at those other banks where you're just another number to them. You know, all they care about is your account number over there. They don't know your name. They don't know you as a person. That's not the level of service you get at a Priority One Bank. They take care of you there because they are still rooted in their community roots here in Mississippi. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Well, it's opening day as we're speaking, and Robbie and I are just a couple hours away, depending on when you're listening, from heading over to Duty Noble Field. Are you going to make the early game?
Yeah, I'll be there for both.
I think I'm gonna be able to make the first game. I may have to jet a little early. We'll see, but looking
you should
forward
be able to see most of it, I would imagine.
I think so. I mean, I gotta be gone. I gotta be on the air at 3:06. So yeah, it'll be tight, but you know, we'll see. But I'm looking forward to being out there with the guys. But we'll get to baseball in just a minute. This is a huge basketball game for Mississippi State, and it's very interesting to me how these two teams are playing right now. You've got State that's a little bit of a funk, right? On the other side of that, Ole Miss has won, you know, these last two games, but they have been down to the wire with the two worst teams in the league and are a couple of, you know, breaks away from having two really bad losses on their resume. Now, I give them full credit. They went on the road. They won those games. They did what they had to do. But I wouldn't necessarily say Ole Miss is playing its best basketball either right this second. This is a you're talking about a team in Mississippi State that is still comfortably in the NCAA tournament field at this time. I hesitate to say must win, but I feel like you got to end this slide at some point, and a big win over your rival on their home floor might be the spark that does that.
Yeah, we've been saying must win, I feel like, for the last 2 weeks on like every game that we've talked about, because they're just that important. It's funny, like it would be interesting to see what the thoughts were from Ole Miss people had they lost one of these last two games or both of them. Because we actually saw a lot of the thoughts with about 2.5 minutes left against LSU, and it was, you know, devastating loss, this is unacceptable, whatever, and then now all of a sudden it was such a great win. I think it was heading that direction too. You were about to be South Carolina's first SEC win, and you were able to come out on top. But that doesn't mean that Ole Miss is a mediocre team or a bad team. It means that they didn't play well, and they still found a way to win. And that's what good teams do. Because I wouldn't say that Ole Miss is playing great basketball right now. But they're a well-coached basketball team that even when they're not playing good basketball, they're finding ways to win. Whether that's against the worst teams in the league or not, they're winning games. And they beat Kentucky their last home game, just beat the brakes off of them. I mean, Kentucky was never really in that game, it seemed. So it's a team that's playing with a lot of confidence right now. It's a team that is going to defend. They're going to protect the basketball. That's not a great matchup for Mississippi State in its current state. The way that Mississippi State's playing right now, where they're turning the ball over and they're not showing a lot of confidence on the offensive end. And like Chris Jan said on Thursday, what they do on offense really affects them on the defensive end of the basketball. And like, that's not supposed to be the case. You're supposed to flush what you do on the offensive side and go down there and defend every possession. And this team just isn't doing it. So, you know, I head into this ball game and I give Ole Miss a huge edge. This is a team that, like I said, is playing with confidence. Mississippi State's right now not playing with confidence. And on top of that, you beat this team earlier this season, and you know Ole Miss is going to be out for revenge in this game. So it's not a good matchup for Mississippi State right now. It just isn't. There's no other way around it. For Mississippi State to win this game, they're going to have to look completely different than how they've looked for the last 6 weeks, it feels like. You know, since that second game of SEC play, this team just hasn't looked right. You know, they were in the game against Bama and Kentucky. Those are and you know, I thought Ole Miss didn't play extremely well, but was good enough. Those were the three games that I thought State played fairly well, and everything else is just it's not been great for this team. So they're gonna have to look like a completely different squad at Ole Miss, and you gotta go into a tough environment against your rival. Against a team that's right now they're playing for seeding, Ole Miss, they are assuredly in the SEC tournament, NCAA tournament now, with I think 8 wins.
Yeah, they're 8-4. They're in. They're just playing for seeding.
They're in. They could lose the rest of their ball games, and they're still going to be at worst probably an 8 or 9. Their resume is really good right now. State is in the tournament right now, but they're going to have to play their way in. I mean, they can't just coast the rest of the way. They're going to have to get some big wins here. And this would be a huge resume win to have 2 wins over Ole Miss, who's a top 20 net team. That would speak volumes on your resume. That would be your 6th quad one win. And it would be a really big one for them. And not only that, it would break up this mundane play that Mississippi State's had. They desperately need to win this game. My expectations are extremely low for it, just based on what we've seen. I'm just going to have to see something different from this State team to get kind of back into a mindset of, like, I feel really good about them. Because right now, I just don't.
So it's interesting what you say there about how, you know, it's a bad matchup right now for Mississippi State. But, and I agree with that, because of the way State's playing. But overall, it's a good matchup for Mississippi State. They are a more physical basketball team. They can push Ole Miss around a little bit. That's what they did here in Starkville. And so if they get back to playing the style of basketball that they're known for and that they are capable of playing, what you're saying is a bad matchup could very quickly become a good matchup for Mississippi State. And you could see, you know, Murphy and Matthews sort of having their way with Ole Miss in the paint and State locking up their guards a little bit. And getting a fantastic win. It would be another quad one win on the resume for the Bulldogs. And at that point, with the 6th win in conference play, you start saying, okay, you just got to get a couple of more, and you've got some. You're starting to finally start playing some unranked teams in the next few weeks. You play Texas, you play Oklahoma, you play LSU, you play Arkansas. Surely you can get 2 wins out of there and finish with 8 and just be locked into the tournament the same way Ole Miss is right now. I think one thing that's going to have to happen is Josh Hubbard had 3 good games in a row, not as good a week ago. I kind of the same thing. He didn't shoot well, but he played well. I agree. What you were saying the other day, I agree with that. You know, didn't turn the ball over, had some assists.
And he was solid in the second half. I think he's 4 of 8 from 30.
He's got to shoot well in this game. State needs him to quiet this crowd. That you know as well as I do that the Pavilion crowd is going to be in Josh Hubbard's ear from the start of the game. They still remember that he signed with them out of high school and ended up, you know, going back on his NLI when Kermit Davis was fired. They were really hostile to him a year ago. Not that that's wrong or bad. It's how it should be in a rivalry. But that's going
to be. He came out and played pretty well.
He played well in that game. And, you know, to this day, I understand the thought process, but you would have never gotten me to draw up a play for that final possession other than Josh Hubbard shooting a three-pointer. It just would not have happened. I don't care if he had to shoot it over five guys. That ball's going into his hands.
And listen, they have got to do a better job late in games getting him the ball.
Yes.
I understand that, you know, teams are game planning to keep the ball away from him, but I think back to the Georgia game and you remember when State was really struggling to get the inbounds in or, you know, in those last couple possessions, like Cam Matthews has the ball in his hands, Keyshawn Murphy, Josh Hubbard had separated himself on a couple of those inbounds and they just didn't get the ball to him. That's the guy that has to have the ball for Mississippi State. And they failed to get him the ball a lot of times. So that's got to be Mississippi State's game plan. If it comes down late in the ball game, get the ball in his hands by any means. Because even if he doesn't make a shot, if he doesn't get a three-pointer or whatever, his ability to draw fouls or at least draw a whistle, you know, falling down or whatever, is elite. Like, he draws fouls as good as any guard that I've seen in the SEC. So you got to get him the ball, and this team just doesn't get him the ball enough in crunch time. That's 100% got to happen.
And then the other thing that needs to happen is Cam Matthews. You need your two leaders to show up for this game. This is the game your leaders need to deliver for you, and that's Hubbard and Matthews. Matthews needs to be the physical presence. He needs to be the guy that State can rely on with the ball and not turn it over. Then he needs to be a guy who can intimidate Ole Miss a little bit. He needs to be that guy. If State can get the kind of, you know, the kind of performance you expect to get from Matthews and Hubbard, they can win this basketball game. They will win this basketball game, I would go so far as to say. But if either one of them don't show up, it's going to be a tough uphill climb, and then you're going to rely on some other guys who just, as we've talked about, they've kind of disappeared. Kugel, Melendez, and Harris just not delivering on a night-in, night-out basis the way that they have to for this team to be able to consider itself any kind of threat in March.
And have to defend the three-point line. I mean, this is one of those games where it's critical for them. If State defends the three, they hold Ole Miss under 10 three-pointers. Mm-hmm. They're going to be in the game, I believe. I would be shocked.
Right.
I would really be shocked if they're not in the game if they hold Ole Miss under 10. Ole Miss had 14 at the hump, and it kept them in the ballgame. They went to overtime on a three-point shot. So State has got to defend that. I thought Ole Miss shot the ball extremely well from three in the first half last year, and it allowed them to get some distance in that first half. You've got to come out and force them to miss some shots, and State destroyed Ole Miss on the boards the first time around. You've got to rebound. That's got to be another lengthy advantage for you in this game as well. You got to get offensive rebounds and second chance points, and you got to keep them off the boards too. And they did a really good job of that the first time around. I think, like you said earlier, I mean, this is a good matchup for them in that regard. It is a more physical team, Mississippi State, and they're a better rebounding team. You've got to limit them to one shots, and you have to keep them from getting hot from three-point range. Sean Padula kind of makes me nervous. He had a really bad game against South Carolina. Mm-hmm. I feel like he's going to have a good game here in this one. You know, Matthew Morrell always seems to have big moments against Mississippi State.
He is so beat up with injuries.
He is.
But at the same time, the storybook ending is kind of there for like one last go-round with Mississippi State, and he shows up big.
Yep, and, you know, Davis has been really big for them. I feel like mm-hmm. Davis is kind of their MVP right now.
He's playing good basketball.
They probably don't win either of the last two games without him, and then Brakefield too. So, you know, they have a cast of characters that are really tough that are going to defend. It's a smart team. They don't make a lot of mistakes. It's difficult to get them to do a lot of stupid things. So State has got to kind of impose their will on the defensive end for sure. And it just feels like this team has lost that identity of just being the tougher team. Like, you knew that about Mississippi State the last 2 years. They were just tough. They could go on the road and they could withstand drives and they could withstand the crowd, and they were going to be really physical. And that's just kind of like faded a little bit. They need to come out in this game and be physical again, be the tough team again. You can't come out, get punched in the mouth, and just kind of die on the vine. This is a game where you've got to kind of withstand what I think is probably going to be an early punch from Ole Miss. They're going to have the crowd behind them. I could see them getting out to an early lead in this, 8-0, 10-2 or something like that. State's got to get through that wave, make it a ball game, dirty it up a little bit, and see what happens from there.
So what do you think is going to happen? Make a prediction.
It's so hard to predict this team. I keep waiting for them to kind of wake up and come back from it all. Like, my gut tells me that Ole Miss is going to win this by double digits.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how I feel, just because of where the team is right now. But another part of me says Mississippi State's been playing so poorly. Chris Jans always seems to find something within his teams when they are truly like against the wall, backed up, being counted out. Like, it's a rivalry game. I just feel like State's going to play better than expected in this game. And I could be totally wrong on that, but I feel like they're going to give Ole Miss a run in this game. I think Ole Miss gets out to a lead in the first half. State starts to kind of chip away in the second half, and we have a battle just like we did last year. And then from there, I don't know. I give the edge to Ole Miss. I think Ole Miss wins this game, but – it's a rivalry game, and it's so hard to predict, and this team is hard to predict. But right now they're not playing good basketball. I think we see a little bit better play for them on Saturday, and we'll see what that means.
I'm just of the opinion they're in a funk, and as you described, I think Ole Miss gets out to a fast start, and the crowd is into the game, and State just kind of unravels from there. I got a bad feeling about this one on Saturday. I don't think the Bulldogs are going to get the win. And then I don't think they're going to win on Tuesday either when Texas A&M comes in. So it's going to be a stretch here for State. They're going to have to do well in the final few weeks of the season to seal up everything as far as an NCAA tournament bid goes.
And you got to go to Bama after that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
As they say. So, yeah, I just don't have a good feeling about this one. I just think we're going to look up going into the first media timeout, and it's like 15-5 or something, and Hubbard's already missed a couple of threes, and Harris has missed one, and Kugel's, man, it's just a mess.
And that would mirror, you know, what happened to Ole Miss.
Yeah.
You know, State came out like that and was kind of blowing the doors off, and then you let them back in the game. That's what I think could happen in this, is it mirrors what we saw, but the opposite. We see, you know, State get down early, and then they kind of climb back into it. I feel like that's what we saw last year in Oxford.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ole Miss kind of – they were hitting shots early, and State had fallen behind. And then second half, they really kind of rose to the occasion, got back in the fight. I think that's what happens in this one too.
We shall see. We shall see. Big game.
I'm still picking Ole Miss, though.
Yeah, me too. I just didn't think the Rebels are going to get this one. It's going to put me in a bad spot for this bet with Richard. I don't know about this bet. It's not looking good for me. It's not looking good.
Is it the same bet y'all usually do?
Yeah, yeah. Or we'll have to. One of us has to dress in the other's colors, but we'll see.
Well, you've won the last 2 years, right?
I have. And if I lose this one, I'm down. Hold on a second. Let me think. I have five. He's up 8-5. So he'd be up 11-5. Softball are worth a point apiece, so there's three games there. Baseball are worth 2 points apiece, and there's four games there. So I'm going to need most of those points. So we'll see how it goes. See how it goes.
Good luck. Godspeed.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to need it. I'm telling you, if I lose, I'm going full Colonel Rev. I'm buying a red suit, blue tie. I'm going to get a cane, going all in.
Yeah, just go in there. Well, hey there.
Well, Mr. hey Cross. There now. And you
fancy
know.
Seeing you here, Mr. Cross.
Yeah, that's where I'm going with that. All right. We'll worry about that when we get there. Let's move into. I do declare. I didn't say it. I declared it.
So, butt of my biscuits, Richard Cross, as I live and breathe.
If it's a Richard Cross, how's our rebels doing today? How them boys out there? Anyway, let's move into the rest of the show that's brought to you by our friends over at the Mississippi Beef Council. We want to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. That's not right. It's brought to you by Two Brothers Smoked Meats. I hadn't done it in a while. I had a good streak there.
Beef is what's for dinner, though. I'll have me a steak tonight.
You can get beef at Two Brothers Smoked Meats. You can get that delicious prime rib sandwich, Robbie's favorite menu item there. Fantastic stuff. Or you can go over to the Older Brother and get beef. You can get the best, one of the best burgers in town, the Older Brother Burger. Also, what the French fries, fried in beef fat. There's beef all over the menu at Two Brothers and at the Older Brother. Two of Robbie and I's favorite places in town. We love us a trip to the Cotton District because we know we're going to head over Two Brothers or the Older Brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years.
Get there, brother.
There we go. That was better. You had a little more enthusiasm yesterday. You're feeling better. I like it.
Yeah.
There you go. When you need technology for a short time. Yeah. When you need technology for your business, you need a new copier or a new printer, the number to call is Advantage Business Systems. They'll get you taken care of. Great name brands, great prices, but most importantly, they have that guarantee of service after the sale. They're going to deliver for you when you need them most. Who can afford to wait a week to 10 days to get something fixed at their office? Nobody can. You don't have to with Advantage Business Systems. 601-362-9192 or visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Before you go to the games this weekend, if you're in Starkville for baseball, a trip to Maroon & Co. might be on the list, needs to be on the list. Go grab you a brand new M over S pullover or hoodie for the cold weather this weekend, and you'll be looking sharp at Duty Noble Field. Whatever you're looking for, Mississippi State, whatever you're looking for, Maroon & White, Maroon & Co. is going to have it. They've got a bigger and better selection than everybody else in the city of Starkville. And best of all, they have our promo code so you can save some money. Thunder15 is the code. 15% off regular price. That's in-store or online. Before you go to Duty Noble Field this weekend, you need to go to Maroon & Co. As we said earlier, the weather looking like it's going to be bad on Saturday. So it is a doubleheader on Friday. Noon first pitch to start the 2025 season for the Diamond Dogs. Game two will start 40 minutes after that, and then the Sunday 1 o'clock game remains the same. Robbie, I want to focus on the Friday starter. Because when we think about Pico Khan, and when we first saw him at Mississippi State, I think the general consensus was this is a guy that down the road could be a big piece, a Friday night guy. He's got that kind of stuff. He's got the moxie. He's got the right attitude. Obviously a roundabout way of getting there, but he has now fulfilled that promise that he showed as a true freshman. As a left-hander, this is a really, really high ceiling guy for Mississippi State. If he puts it all together this year, that's the kind of guy who on a Friday night can be the difference between not only hosting, but being a national seed, one of the top eight seeds, and not. Can he be the kind of Friday night starter that State has seen in the past from guys like Ethan Small and Dakota Hudson and Chris Stratton?
Yeah, he's got the tools to be that. He's just got to go out there and prove it. There's been a lot of conversation of like he doesn't. I've seen people say he doesn't have the stuff, and I can't disagree with that more.
Right.
For a left-handed pitcher to throw in the mid 90s, and you know he's got really good secondary stuff too. There's no doubt he has the stuff. He was a guy that was projected even with playing in 8 or 9 games last year, was projected a top 5 round guy. Just based on the potential that he had, and he decided to come back for an opportunity to get drafted even higher this year. The stuff is there for him. It's just going to be about can he mentally and physically put it all together and be a player that gets you 6-7 innings on a Friday night, because that's what Mississippi State's looking for out of their ace. I've said this. I think the game has changed a lot in that I don't think teams are so reliant on their starting rotations anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't look at college baseball now and say you have to have two great starters and a third guy that you feel really good about and have those guys pitch, all of them pitch six-plus innings. I don't think that's the case anymore. I don't think very many people are going to be able to do that. I do think that you need your ace to throw a good amount of innings on Friday and get you started. And you need your Saturday starter needs to be pretty solid too. But it's become now in college baseball, like you see these bullpens that are that's kind of the strength of your team now. But for Mississippi State, they need Pico to be really good this year for them to be really good. I don't think State does what they do last year without Cal Steven.
Yeah.
And Drangelo Sanja either. And I'm not saying that, you know, starting rotation doesn't matter. It's a cheat code if you have a really good starting
rotation. That's a good way of putting that, yeah.
I just don't think that it's what everybody has to succeed now. I think that if you have it, then you got, you know, I hate to pull from Scott Foxhall, you have kind of a unicorn now. If you got three really,
oh,
really
ho,
good.
Ho, 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 don't get banned.
Don't ban me. Don't ban me. Right. Sorry. I'm not using any Donald Duck gifs either. but anyway, I think that Pico, to me, feels like a guy ready for this moment. Mm-hmm. We'll see what he looks like on Friday and see if he can put it all together. But I have confidence. I have pretty high confidence in him that he's going to be able to get it done.
And one thing that I've got it in my head anyway is that the first game is a good telltale sign. If he looks sharp in the first game, that tells me he's ready to do this. He goes out there in the first game, and they're pulling him after the third, and he's given up four hits and a couple of runs. It's like, I'm worried about that. So that's going to be the sign for this week. And that's brought to you by our friends at Pip Printing and Signs, who want to remind you that if your business needs customers, they know how to get them in the door. They know how to present a plan to you that's going to keep customers coming in for a long, long time to drive new business and repeat business. You need great printing. You need great graphics, signage. You got to catch people's eyes. That's what Pip Printing and Sign can do for you. So we want you to call our friend Cam Baker and tell him you heard about it on Thunder and Lightning and call him at 601-499-5216. That's his number directly. You'll be talking directly to the owner of the company, not a salesman, not a secretary. The guy, and he'll get you taken care of from there. When you need printing, call Pip today. The sign is this first start for Pico. I want to see him look like a veteran. I want to see him in command. As you said, Robbie, I'm not expecting him to get into the seventh or the eighth, certainly not on opening weekend. But if I can get five solid innings out of Pico where he doesn't give up, you know, he gives up a couple hits, he leaves, there's nobody on base, no runs on the board, or maybe one run on the board, that's going to give me a lot of confidence that he's ready to do this week in and week out. If he can't deliver in week one against a weak opponent, it's just going to cause some doubt in my mind that he's going to be the guy that does it. And maybe that's unfair. And if it is, so be it. But for me, I need to see him week one ready to go out the gate.
Well, you look at Mississippi State when they've had really good pitchers, like that first game, those guys that come out. You know, even, you know, Nate Dome last year, we didn't really know what to expect for him as a starter. He came out and dominated. And, you know, Cal Steven did the same thing. Ethan Small did it. Christian McLeod did it. He needs to come out there tomorrow and throw, you know, five innings, two or three scattered hits at most, like maybe a run, give up a walk and strike out eight. You know, can he deliver that? He needs to overpower Manhattan. We don't need to see hit by pitch, walk. He should be ready at this point to come out and throw strikes and dominate them and keep them off the bases. And if he does that, I think that's a nice move in the right direction of having some confidence in him. And I think we will see that.
If we do, like I said, I think it's going to be a really good sign for Mississippi State going forward. And obviously, you know, in game two, you'd like Ligon to be able to do that. It's kind of interesting, you know, we think about when they arrived at Mississippi State. Pico, when we first saw him, we're like, that's a guy in the future, could be your Friday night guy. When State signed Ligon last year, we were like, that could be a good piece to be maybe a Saturday starter for Mississippi State. Well, that's kind of where he is right now. Stone Simmons, not so much, you know, always thought he was a bullpen guy, but a veteran. And you know, I think he has the right mentality, and I know he has the right command and talent to be a Sunday guy. He could be a more talented version of Houston Harding. If that's probably the ceiling, that's probably the best case scenario. If you get that, this team can go a long, long way. But those guys have got to show up. But I do agree with something you said back earlier in the week. We know with Justin Parker, if they don't show command, if they don't throw strikes, they won't pitch. And State will just go to the next guy. And so somebody's going to have to step up. Hopefully it can be Pico in this first game. All right. Big weekend of MSU sports. Another big week of MSU sports next week. And we're just rolling now. We've got basketball. We've got baseball. Spring football is probably a couple of weeks away from starting. A lot going on here in Starkville. I hope you will continue to join us here on Thunder and Lightning as we talk about it. We'll be back on Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening, to talk about what happens this week. I guess we'll talk after the game on Sunday, and we'll do that, and we'll have the podcast up for you after that. Guys, have a great weekend. Enjoy yourselves. If you're having a Valentine's Day today, enjoy that with your time with your loved ones, and we will talk to you again very, very soon. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.